Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Lamed Hey. We're right in the middle of the sugya of women being pater from mitzvah sasei shazman grama, being chayiv in mitzvah sasei shaloh azman grama. So we're going to discuss various sources that women would be, how we know that women are pater from mitzvah shazman grama. In yesterday's daf, we just said very simply that we learned it from tefillin, but we started working with different combinations to try to figure out if maybe we really have shnei k'suvim abayim ke'echad, or if we could have it directly mud. So the Gemara is going to give three possible sources of how we know women are pater from mitzvah shazman grama, and then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to give three different places where the Torah equates men and women, where the Torah relates to men and women in the same way. The Gemara is going to talk about isurim relating to kohanim, and which of the isurim relating to kohanim women are excluded from. We're going to talk about the isur giluach peos harosh and peos hazakan, the isur of shaving one's head and one's beard for Kohanim, for Yisraelim, and whether women are included in any of those Yisurim. We're going to have a comment about how if a woman were to grow a beard, that beard would have a halachic status of a beard. So, legabe, what halacha is that true if women are not included in the Isur of Hashchas Paas Hazakan? So, what other halacha is there regarding a beard other than the Isur to shave it? So, that's going to be our Dafyomi coincidence, our connection to the Parsha. The Gemara is going to say that the other connection to the halachos of a beard is of tzaraas, that tzaraas on a beard is different than tzaraas on the head. So let's begin. We are holding at Hanicha Lemandiyamo, right in the middle of the sugya, and the basis of everything we're doing, the basic idea of all of these limudim, is that if the Torah tells me an inyan in one place, so we have a binyanav or a mematzinu that tells us that we can apply that idea to everywhere else in Kala Torah Kula. But if the Torah tells me the idea in two places, then we call that a shnei suvna ban ke'echad, and most Tanaim hold that when you have it in two places, the Torah is not telling me a rule, it's not setting a paradigm from which to learn the Kala Torah Kula, rather the Torah is teaching me the exception to the rule. The Torah is telling me that it's only in these two places that we apply these dinim. So we were trying to figure out that yes, we have tefillin to teach that women are pater from mitzvah sasei shahazman grama, but why is it that matzah and hakel, why can't we learn from the mitzvah of matzah, which is mitzvah shazman grama, that women are chayivin, and hakel, which is mitzvah shazman grama, that women are chayavosin? Why is it that we can't learn from those mitzvah shazman grama that women are chayavos in mitzvah shazman grama? So the Gemara said, oh, because it's shnei k'suvim abayim ke'echad. Whenever you have two, it's ein melamdin. So says the Gemara now, hanich l'mandiyam, about 8 lines up, hanich l'mandiyam rein melamdin. That's very good if you assume that whenever you have two different places where the Torah teaches the same idea, that it's ein melamdin, that we're not able to apply it to Kala Torah Kula. So that's why we're not going to say matzah and hakel are paradigms from which to learn that women are chayavos in mitzvah shazman grama. El mandiyam ram melamdin ma'ikal meimar. But if you hold that even when you have shnei k'suvim abayim ke'echad, you can be melamed, it has the ability to be melamed, then what do you say? Visum mitzvah sasei shaloh azman grama nashim chayavos minolan. And also, how do we know that women in general are chayavos in mitzvah sasei shaloh azman grama? So says Gemara, di yalif mi mora. How do I know that chayavos in lo azman grama? We learn it from mora aveim. It's not zman grama, and women are chayavos. Ma mora nashim chayavos av kol mitzvah shaloh azman grama nashim chayavos. Frak the Gemara v'nelif mi Talmud Torah. But I can think of other mitzvah shaloh azman grama that women are not chayavos, like Talmud Torah. Why isn't Talmud Torah the paradigm from which to learn that women would be pater from mitzvah sasei shaloh azman grama? Answers Gemara, Mishum Davle Talmud Torah Pirivirivya Shnei K'suvim Abayim Ke'echad, because Talmud Torah is not the only place where we find that women are pater from mitzvah shaloh azman grama. We also find by Puravu that women are pater from mitzvah shaloh azman grama. V'kol Shnei K'suvim Abayim Ke'echad Ein Melamdim. So if the Torah tells me in two places that women are pater from mitzvah shaloh azman grama, it must be that Ein Melamdim, that we cannot apply that to the Kala Torah Kula, and therefore women are in fact chayiv in mitzvah sasei shaloh azman grama. Frak the Gemara, is that so obvious that prur revu is something women are pater from? Ule Rabbi Yochim ben Broka damar al shnei muamer vayivaruch asam elukim prur revu ma'ikal imeimar. According to Rabbi Yochim ben Broka, who holds that women are chayavos in prur revu, that it was said to both Adam and Chava vayivaruch asam elukim prur revu. So then what are you going to say? How are you going to say that it's shnei k'suvim abayim ke'echad? We should learn directly from Talmud Torah that here you have a non-time bound mitzvah, and women are pituros, so women should be pater from even all non-time bound mitzvahs. And says Gemara, it would still be shnei ksuvim rabban keichad, because Talmud Torah is not the only exception. Mishum David Talmud Torah pidina ben shnei ksuvim rabban keichad v'kol shnei ksuvim rabban keichad emelamdin, because Talmud Torah and pidina ben are still considered shnei ksuvim rabban keichad, and you can't learn when you have shnei ksuvim rabban keichad. Frak the Gemara the Rabbi Yochanan broke a nami navi piri v'rivia umora shnei ksuvim rabban keichad emelamdin. According to Rabbi Yochanan broke that women are chayavos in puravu. And we know they're chayiv in mora avveim. So here you have two examples of a mitzvah say shaloaz man grama that women are obligated in. Wait, if there are two examples of it, doesn't that mean that they are the exception and not the rule? And shouldn't that therefore teach that women are putter from mitzvah say shaloaz man grama? Answers the Gemara, no, this is not shnei ksuvim rabban keichad. The fact that we're told both by puravu and mora is necessary. We need the Torah to teach it in both places. If the Torah would have only told me that there are chayavos in mora aveim, and it would not have told me peruvu ava amina v'kivshu amarachmana ishtu darkalich b'shinishu dein darkalich b'shlo, I would have said the Torah says v'kivshua, and therefore we would learn that only a man whose derech it is to conquer, so he's going to be chayav in peruvu, but a woman would not be. So that's why I needed to say peruvu, that women are chayavos according to Rabbi Yochanan Broka, that they indeed are chayavos. V'ikas of Purivirivya, and if it only would have told me that women are chayavos in Puravu, Volokas of Mora, but it never would have said that they're included in Mora Aveim, Havamina Ish to Sibik Biadalasos in, Isha Dein Sibik Biadalasos Lo. I would have thought to include a man in Mora Aveim because he always has the wherewithal, the ability to practice Mora Aveim, but a woman does not always have the ability to do so because she has a Rishos Bailala. Her loyalty ultimately has to be with her husband. So I would have excluded women from Mora Aveim. V'kimi dein sibuk b'yadu l'asos lo tischayv klal tzricha. That's why we need a pasuk to teach me both that women are chayavos in Puravu, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan Broka, and that they're chayavos in Mora Aveim. So we cannot say that this is shnei ksuvim rabban keichad and that these are exceptions. In fact, these are the rule. Whenever you have a mitzvah saseh shaloaz man grama, like Puravu, like Mora Aveim, women in fact are going to be chayavos. So before we go on with that, Rabbi Yochanan broke a shita that women are chayiv in Puravu. This sugya is really a sugya in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Samachayim and Beis. And the Gemara over there gives two sources for the shita of the Rabbanan that women are potter from Puravu. Rabbi Lazar says in the name of Rabbi Shimon that the pasuk says Puravu Meluas Haaretz V'Kiv Shua. So we see that the chayiv of Puravu is tali in kibush. So it's ish. Like our Gemara alludes to over here, that you might have had a hava amina. Rabbi Yochanan Broka says that this is true. Well, in fact, that's what the opposing view, that's what the Rabbanan really hold is true, that a man is chayiv in Puravu because he's dark alichbosh, but not a woman because she's not dark alichbosh. What does it mean, dark alichbosh? So Rashi writes, dark alichbosh means b'nei melchama. Rashi says over there, Mesechas, Rashi over here rather says that dark alichbosh means that they fight wars, and Isha Zain dark alichbosh means that she's not b'nos melchama. Rav Avadya Bar Tanura in Yevamos in the Mishnayos over there says when we say ish darka lichbosh, it means that it's the derech ish lichbosh es ha'isha. It's the derech of a man to be kovesh a woman, to go after a woman to marry her, and it's not the derech of an isha lichbosh es ha'ish. So it's not an inyan of war. But that's all one sheet. The other sheet in the Gemara that we did not allude to over here is that the reason that Rabbanan hold women are pater from the mitzvah of Puravu is because the pasuk says Ani Kel Shakai Prei Ruve. So from there we learn that it blashon yachid, that it doesn't say blashon rabim. So you see that that only the man is chayiv in Purivirivya. And Rabbi Yochanan broke a darshins from the fact that Puravu is also written b'lashon rabim, that the woman is chayiv in Puravu. So Minchas Chinuch raises the question, Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara says that if a person had children while they were in Eved, and then they were freed from their avdos, they're not mekayim the mitzvah of Puravu, because those children that they had when they were in Eved, they didn't have yichus as an Eved. Those children are not miyaches achareihem. And there is a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish in the Gemara in Yevamos, what's the din by a guy who has children before he can converts, is he mekayim the mitzvah of puravu, assuming his children convert along with him? So why is it that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, women are chayiv in puravu? L'chora, puravu is totally in having children being miyaches acharav, in having the children follow your yichus. But the halacha is that the children are not miyaches achareim, they're miyaches achar ha'av, that we're going to have later on in the Masechta, and daf samach vav and beis. So why is it that women would be chayiv in puravu? Whenever we discuss yichus, the children are always miyaches achar ha'av. They belong to the shevet of the father. They're kohanim if the father's a kohen. And even according to the Rabbanan, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that women are not chayiv in puravu? They should not be chayiv in puravu anyway because there's no yichus. So he says, no, when we say that a ger has no yichus and is not, therefore not mekayim puravu, that's with the children he had as a guy, that's only because they're not considered as children at all. Gabe arayos, the gabe nachla, meikradin, they don't inherit him, they're not really arayos to him. But legabe a mother and a Jewish mother and a Jewish child, they are miyaches achareha on a certain level, just not to determine what shevet they're from or whether they're a Yisrael or a Kohen. But legabe nachla, legabe arayos, they absolutely, in fact, their very Jewishness is determined by their mother. So you can't say that izeno miyaches achareha. Also, the Rabbanan's shita that a woman is not mitzvah and puravu, the Ran raises the question that the Gemara is going to say later on that an isha is miskadesh, as the Mishnah is going to say in the first Mishnah in the second paragraph, we're going to have it in a few days from now, that an isha is miskadesh as ba ubishlucha, that a woman could do kiddushin herself or through a shliach. So the very first amud of the second paragraph is going to say, oh, well, you know what we see from there? It says ba ubishlucha. Why does it have to tell me she could do kiddushin herself, if she could accept the kiddushin herself, if she could even accept by a shliach? Obviously, if she can accept through a shliach, then she could accept the kiddushin herself. Anything that you can't do, you can't appoint a shliach to. The Gemara said, no, the Mishnah is teaching me mitzvah ba yoser mi bishlucha, that it's greater for her to do the mitzvah rather than have a shliach do it. It's a higher level for her to accept the kiddushin herself. So fret the Ran, wait a second, if a woman is not mitzvah puravu, what is this mitzvah that she's doing by accepting kiddushin? Mitzvah ba yoser mi bishlucha implies that there is a mitzvah. Where's the mitzvah if she has no mitzvah of puravu whatsoever? So the Rabbanan, the Ran writes that even according to the Rabbanan, that a woman is not mitzvah puravu, she still has to be misayeya in the mitzvah. And it's on that siyua that we say mitzvah ba yoser mi bishlucha, meaning a man is chayv puravu, a woman is not. But good luck to a man to try to do puravu without a woman. It's impossible. So the woman, it's built into the system that a woman is going to have to help with this mitzvah. So even for something like that, that level of participation in the mitzvah, we would still say mitzvah ba yoser mi bishlucha. And then the Ran says maybe the mitzvah of puravu is a mitzvah kiyumis. It's an eina mitzvah of yosa. True, she's not chayevis in puravu, but maybe a woman is mekayim puravu when she has children. That's always an interesting discussion. What exactly is this idea of mitzvah kiyumis? What does that mean? You have to do it. You don't have to do it. So the basic idea is that even though the word mitzvah means command, but it doesn't mean that there are certain mitzvahs that you're not actually commanded to do, that a person could volunteer to do. Famous example, we're going to talk about in Shabbos HaGadol, the drasha actually tomorrow, is matzah kol shiva, that the Gra holds that eating matzah for all 7 days of Pesach is a mitzvah kiyumis, that one fulfills a mitzvah even though one is not obligated in mitzvah. Moshe has an tshuva that he thinks Yishuv Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh is a mitzvah kiyumis, not a chiyuv, but if one does it, one's mekayim. So the Ran says, maybe puravu is just such an example. Says the Gemara further, everything we've been assuming until now is that if you have two psukim teaching the same thing, then it cannot set a paradigm. We cannot learn from there to the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula. But if you hold that Shnei Ksuvim Abam Keachad, that we are melamdin from Shnei Ksuvim Abam Keachad, then what are you going to say? Meaning, if you hold that in general, that we are melamed from Shnei Ksuvin Aban Keachad, then why don't we learn from Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen that women are pater even from mitzvah saseh shelo azman grama? Because after all, they're pater from both Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen, even though both of those are lo azman grama. Why is Pidyon HaBen lo azman grama? It only starts on day 30. So Tosfos already had pointed out when it came to Mila that if Mila would apply by day and night, then Mila would also be lo azman grama, even though it only starts on day 8. Because zman grama means not just that it has has a starting point, that it also has an end point. So Pidyon HaBen, yes, starts on day 30, but it goes forever. So that's also Mitzvah Shaloh Zman Grama. So answer the Gemara, Amar Rava Papunoi Yadi Lo L'Taim Adam Milsa. The people from Papuna knew how to explain this. Umanu, who are the people from Papuna? Ravach Bar Yaakov. It's a reference to Ravach Bar Yaakov. Amar Kral, Pasuk says, V'hayu l'cha l'osla yedechul zikaron b'ninecha, l'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha. The Torah, in the context of describing Tefillin, mentions l'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha, talks about Talmud Torah. Huksha kala Torah kula l'tefillin. So you see that kala Torah kula is connected to Tefillin. Matvil mitzvei shazman grama noshim p'turos. Just like Tefillin are mitzvei shazman grama and women are pater, afkal mitzvei shazman grama noshim p'turos. Meaning the Torah specifically identifies Tefillin as a mitzvah from which to learn all other mitzvahs, as a mitzvah to set a paradigm. So forget about whether shnei k'suvim, not shnei k'suvim. Once the Torah identifies Tefillin as the one that sets the paradigm, so now we know that anything similar to tefillin, women are going to be potter from. And if that's the case, umidim mitzvah saseh shazman grama nashim peturos, mechaldim saseh shalazman grama nashim chayavos. If women are potter from mitzvah shazman grama, then they must be chayav in mitzvah saseh shalazman grama. So all of this works really well. We keep on coming back to tefillin as the source for women being patur from mitzvah shazman grama. That's great if you hold that tefillin actually is time bound. What if you hold tefillin is not time bound? What if you hold tefillin is not a mitzvah shazman grama? What if you hold laila zman tefillin? So it says man shamle dar tefillin mitzvah shazman grama. Rameir, who's the one that holds that tefillin is mitzvah shazman grama? It's Rabbi Meir in Maseches Erevin, who holds this way. Well, that's no problem, because Rav Meir holds that you can't be melamed from Shnei Ksuvim Abam Kechel. The only reason we needed to come out to Tefillin as the paradigm was because if you hold Shnei Ksuvim Abam Kechel is melamdin. Rav Meir holds Shnei Ksuvim Abam Kechel is ain melamdin, so he could still say that that we're going to learn from Talmud Torah and from Pidyon HaBen that those are mitzvah shaloh azman grama, and they are exceptions to the rule in that women are apart from them. Normally women are chayv mitzvah shaloh azman grama, and mitzvah shazman grama women are going to be apart from. Rabbi Yehuda damar shreik sambam kecham melamdim mitfil mitzvah shaloh azman grama Michael Meimar. What do you do according to Rabbi Yehuda, though? Rabbi Yehuda holds the combination of unique shitos that's going to land him with nowhere to learn that women are chayv in loh azman grama and apart from zman grama. Because he holds Shnei Ksuvim Abam Kechel can be melamed, and tefillin are mitzvah saseh shaloh azman grama. And the Gemara Mishum Davai Matzah Simcha Vahakel Shlosh Ksuvim Abam Kechel. Even if you hold Shnei Ksuvim Abam Kechel are melamed, that when the Torah says that, even if you hold Shnei Ksuvim Abam Kechel are melamed, that when the Torah says in two different places an idea that could still be a paradigm and not a list of exceptions, but if the Torah says it in three different places, then that has to be a list of exceptions, and therefore the fact that Matzah Simchas Yom Tov Hakel are shlosh k'suv nabam kechad, are all three psukim that in three different places where we're dealing with a mitzvah seishas man grama and women are chayavos, those must be exceptions. And typically speaking, women are peturos from mitzvah shazman grama. Shlosh k'suv nabam kechad ain melamdin. Everyone would say that when you have shlosh k'suv nabam kechad, it's ain melamdin. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks in the tshuva, why is it only three? If you want to come up with three cases of the Gemara only identifies three mitzvah shazman grama that women are in fact chayavos in, why does the Gemara not mention Kiddush Hayom? The Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf tells me that women are chayav to make Kiddush because kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zechira. Anyone who's chayav in Shmira Shabbos and the los ases of Shabbos is chayav in Zechira Shabbos, in Kiddush on Shabbos as well. And even though Kiddush is a mitzvah shazman grama, apparently women are chayav, especially according to what Tosos writes, that in Abaye's view, a woman is not chayav in Simchas Yom Tov at all. So Simchas, that it's only Baila Misamcha, so we should put Kiddush Hayom on this list of Shlosh Ksuvim before we put Simchas Yom Tov, where a woman may not even be chayav at all, it may only be a din in the husband being chayav. So Rabbi Kivegar suggests that the fact that we need the Hekesh, kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zechira, to tell me that women are chayav in Kiddush, it could be that maybe it's not telling me that women are chayav in Kiddush, maybe that Hekesh that our Gemara is assuming is only teaching me that a Suma is chayav in Kiddush, that a blind person is chayav in Kiddush Hayom. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that as soon as Pater Mikol Mitzvos, even though he's Pater from Mitzvos Sasei, he's Chayiv and Lo Sasei. So maybe we could learn from that Hekish. Oh, normally he's Pater from Mitzvos Sasei, but since everyone agrees as soon as Chayiv and Lo Sasei, Kol Sheyashon B'Shemir, Yashon B'Zechira teaches me that he's Chayiv in Kiddush Hayom, even though he's Chayiv and Lo Sasei. So that's one suggestion Rabbi Veger has, what our Gemara is assuming by not bringing in Kiddush to the equation. He also says, based on what the Gemara says over here, that according to Rabbi Lazar, he shomer, that's written by Yechiv Asei is Nasei. So according to Rabbi Lazar, even when it says shomer b'Shabbos, it may be a mitzvah Sasei. So it could be that women are not chayiv in Kiddush Hayom according to Rabbi Lazar, because you can't say kol sheyashon b'shmir yashon b'zechira, because a woman is not b'shmir if you assume shomer of Nasei to be a Nasei and not actually a lo Sasei. Okay, so that's the question of Rabbi Kivegas. Says the Gemara further now, the kol mitzvah lo Sasei. The Mishnah had mentioned, we're toward the bottom of Lamed Hayam and Aleph, about 10 lines before the end of the page, kol mitzvah lo Sasei, that a woman is chayiv in every mitzvah lo Sasei. Fact the Gemara, minani mili. How do I know that women are chayavos in lo Saseis? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Chayim Tan, Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Kra, Ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatos ha'adam. You see, the Torah says, Ish o isha, hish v'akosuv, Isha l'ish l'kolon shem shabbatorah. When it talks about bringing a korban hasham, it says isha isha. So we see that both a man and a woman are equated when it comes to all on shem shabbatorah, on shem are for los haseis. So we see that women are chayavos in all los haseis. Difficult to understand. What's the havamina that a woman would not be chayav in a los hasei? The shita l'anod l'mi says that the question of the Gemara, that how do I know women are chayav in los haseis, is the havamina is because the entire Torah is written b'lashon zachar. So I would have thought that maybe the entire Torah, since it's written b'lashon zachar, is only talking to men. So how do I know that women are included as well? Furthermore, Shitul Lo Nodalmi suggests that since it says women are patur mitzvah shazman grama, so now apparently we have an entire area of Torah that women are patur from. So now I'm going to need a source. Had I not had that, I would have thought, okay, a woman is Jewish, so she's chayiv in all mitzvos. But once I see that it's a massive area of Torah, mitzvah shazman grama, that women are paturus from, so what else is there? The Havamina is maybe Los Haseis as well, they should be patur from. Min chaschinuch in mitzvah ches oz dalit suggest that maybe the reason we need a makar that to be mechayiv women in los haseis is only for los haseis shazman grama. That maybe there never was a hava amina that women would be pater from mitzvahs los haseis entirely. But maybe we're just working with the assumption that if women are pater from mitzvahs haseis shazman grama, how do we know? Let's say we learn it from tefillin. Yeah, so okay, tefillin it happens to be a mitzvah shazman grama, but how do I know that that's what we're supposed to learn from tefillin? That it's because it's a positive mitzvah that's zman grama. Maybe I'm supposed to learn from tefillin that any mitzvah that's zman grama, any mitzvah that's time bound, be it an asay or a los asay, women are pater from. So the Gemara has to know, how do we know to define it so narrowly that we're going to use tefillin as mitzvahs asay shalos zman grama? Teach me that women are pater. Maybe they're just pater from anything and everything that's a time bound mitzvah. That's how Minchas Chinuch understands the hava mina of the Gemara. Why we're even asking about los. So first we have that the Torah equates men and women lekol onshim shabbat Torah. The Beit Rabbi Lozer Tana Amar Kra Asher Tassim Lefneim Hishva Kasvi Shalish lekol dinim shabbat Torah. Then when it comes to the dinim mamonis that we equate men and women, Rabbeinu Peretz in Maseches Baba Kama and Daf Tezvav raises the question: why do I need a riboy that women are chayavos in dinim? We should know that women are chayavos in dinim because we have a pasuk to teach me that they're pasul leedus. So if you need a pasuk to teach me the pasul leedus, obviously you're knowing dinim, because if they were pater in dinim, they would obviously be pasul le'edus. Why? What does one have to do with the other? Because in order to be kashul le'edus, you need edus shatiyachal azima. Edus shatiyachal azima means that if they're edim zomim, we can punish them. But if they're pater and dinim, then they can't be. They can never become edim zomim. You can never do edus shatiyachal azima. So mimelu, we would know that they're that from the fact that I have a pasuk to teach me that I need a pasuk to teach me that they're pasul le'edus, tells me obviously they're chayiv in dinim. That's the kasha of Rabbeinu Teretz. Of Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Peretz in Maseches Baba Kama. So Rabbeinu Peretz suggests that if women are not mitzuvos in dinim, I would not have needed a limud that women are pasul eidos on dinim. But we do need a limud to tell me that women are pasul eidos on a ben grusha ben chalutza. But over there they'd be kashul eidos because it's yatiach lazim anyway. You don't need eidos shatiach lazima because we don't do kashazam by ben grusha ben chalutza. So that's why I need a special pasuk to teach me that the pasul eidos, even if they were not included in dinim. So anyway, so we have this special pasuk that tells me that women are included in dinim. To be chizkiyat tana amar krav vehemis ish oisha hishra kasvi isha lishlukol misos shebetorah. That when it comes to misos, men and women are equated in the Torah. So we have these three different areas where men and women are equated. When it comes to onshim shebetorah los haseis, when it comes to dinim mamonis, and when it comes to an ox that kills a man or a woman, so we equate man or woman as the same. Utsricha, we need to women to be equated with men in all three of these areas. Diashmin hach kamaisa, if it only would have told me the first one about kolon shim shabbatorah, about a korban, mishum kapara chas rachmana Allah, I would say, yeah, the Torah is having rachmanus by including her in a korban, because a korban is an opportunity to achieve kapara. It's a very great opportunity so that a person won't have to face the punishment for whatever he did in the Olam HaEmes. You get to achieve kapara right here. But when it comes to dinim amunus, I would have thought that a man who's engaged in business, so he'd be included in dinim amunus, but not a woman. And if it only would have told me about dinim, mishum dechiyusehu, because dinim is just how society runs. If you didn't have dinim, then everyone would steal from each other, the society would fall apart. Aval kofer, when it comes to paying kofer, when your ox kills a woman, ema, I might think ish to bar mitzvah in ishalo, that a man who's chayiv in mitzvos, that's where you have to pay if your ox kills. But if it kills a woman that was not chayiv in mitzvos, then you don't have to pay. What? A woman's not chayiv in mitzvos? So says Tosos, lav dafka, da iskeshev li isha lechayiv in mitzvos ki isha, to gamar lolam isha. Elech kamarina chayiv is kolkach kamo ish. It means that she's not chayiv in as many mitzvos as a man is. So one might have thought that the payment of the kofar is for all of the lost mitzvos, but if there are fewer lost mitzvos, then there wouldn't be a payment of kofar. V'yashmin and ha, mishum di'ika ibn neshama, and if it only would have told me about the kofar payment when the ox kills a woman, I would have said, yeah, because it's a loss of human life. But by the other two, I would not have known to necessarily equate women in the halacha. So tzricha, that's why we need all of these examples. Then we had said, yeah, that women are chayavos and los haseis, but there are exceptions. There are certain los haseis that women are not included in. Chutz mi bal takif, bal tashchis, bal tetamin lemesim. A woman has no issur of cutting off the payas, she has no issur of shaving a beard, and she has no issur of becoming tamei to a dead body, even if she's a kohenes. So bishlam about the tamei lemesim, I understand very well why there's no issur of a woman becoming tamei to dead bodies. Dichsiv emor al kohen and bnei aron. The pasuk specifically says bnei aron, so we darshin bnei aron velo benos aron. That who's included in bal tetamei lemesim? Only bnei aron and not benos aron. Ela bal tahakif bal tashkus minalan. But how do I know that women are also not included in the isra of hakafas harosh and the isra of hashchasas hazaken? So it's just interesting that we exclude women from the isra of tumah. The Prashas Drachim, Mishnah Melech in the Sefer Prashas Drachim raises the issue: what is this drasha bnei aron velo benos aron? Is this drasha telling me that even though a woman is a kohenes, nevertheless she's not included in the isra of becoming tamei to a mace? Or are we saying that a woman is not a kohenes, meaning that there's no din kohenes, that being a kohen is only a kohen? He discusses, let's say she would do the avoda. So is that like a czar that does the avoda? Or is it, no, just an Isra say that there's a bnei aron are supposed to do the avoda, but not bnei aron. But it's not a czar shav, and you're not going to be chayiv misa like a czar that did the avoda. So that's the suffix of the Mishnah Melech. In Dibros Moshe, over here, he says from the fact that by each din there's a miut to exclude bnei aron, we quote the pasuk bnei aron velo bnei aron from the Isra of Tuma, and later we need the pasuk for each and every other din that we want to exclude the women. So that's a riot Sugya that women are only excluded from Avoda, but they still have Kedushas Kuhuna. Because if the Mir of Bnei Aaron of Velobinosar was to tell me that they have a din of a Zar, and they don't have any Kedushas Kuhuna at all, so you wouldn't need a separate drasha for each din of Kuhuna to tell me that a woman is not included. It would be automatic. She's not a Kohen. You just need one drasha that tells me she's not a Kohen, and that's it. So the fact that you need separate drashas, or Moshe points out, is it must be that that women are considered Kohanos. It's just that they're excluded from so many of the dinim of Kohanim. So how do I know that Baltakif, Baltashkis, that women are not included in these Yisurim of Baltakif, Baltashkis? Dichsiv lo sakifu pa'as roshchem v'lo sashkis es pa'as konecha. Kol sheyeshno ba'ashchasa, yeshno ba'kacha. That anyone who is included in the Isser of destroying one's beard is included in the Isser of cutting off one's payas. So since women are not included in the Isser of destroying their beard, mimela, they're not included in the Isser of cutting off the payas. How do I know that they're not included in the Isser of cutting off the beard? So says Gemara, well, svara, either it's a svara, because women typically don't have beards, that it says, don't cut off your payas and don't do ashkas zakan, midishani kra b'dibure, from the fact that the Torah changes its expression, the imkain nichtov kra pa. It should have said it in the plural. Zekanchem. Why does it say zekanecha? To teach me that zekancha v'lo zekan ishtecha. That the isra of hashkas zekan only applies to you, a man's beard, not to a woman's beard. So once I know that a woman is not included in the isra of hashkas zekan, memela, since we make a hekish between hashkas zekan and hakafas arosh, a woman is not included in the isra of hakafas arosh either. Frek the Gemara, Vilo, is a woman not included in the Isser of Hashkas Zakan? Vatanya, but don't we have a Baisa that tells me, Zakan Isha Vasaris Shehelu Seir Hare Hein Kizakan Lechal Devrayim, that the beard of a woman or a Saris or a Sris, where they grow face on their hair, where they grow hair on their face, that has a full din of a beard, Legabe all dinim of beards. So what does it mean, Legabe all dinim of beards? How many dinim of beards are there? My love lashchasa. Doesn't this mean that it's included in the Isra of Hashchasa Sazakan? So how can you come and tell me that women are not included in Hashchasa Sazakan because of Zakanecha velo Zakanishtecha, or because of a svara? We have Beferish Brisa that tells us that a beard on a woman counts for the halachos of a beard. So doesn't that mean that there is an Isra Hashchasa? No, it's not referring to the Isra of Hashchasa. What is it referring to? We'll get to later on. But it's not referring to the Isra of Hashchasa. The Yalav pass from Bnei Aaron. Because we learn pass from Bnei Aaron from the Isra of Kohanim. Malala Nashim Peturos, Afka Nashim Peturos. Just like by the specific Isra of shaving the beard that you have by Kohanim, it only applies to male Kohanim, not female Kohanim. So too by the Isra for all Jews not to shave their beard, it only applies to males and not females. V'sfirland chikas of Bnei Aaron akulei inyaniksiv. But wait a second, if the words Bnei Aaron is not only going on becoming Tamei Lemeisim, but it's going on the whole inyan, everything that we say about Kohanim, nishto kramine, then the Torah wouldn't have to tell me anything about it. V'tesi b'kal v'chomer, and I should be able to learn from a kal v'chomer v'na amina, and I'll figure it out as follows. Uma kohanim shari b'vem akas mitzvos yiseros Bnei Aaron v'lo benos Aaron, if Kohanim have so many extra mitzvos and still we're limiting the Yisurim of Hashchasas HaZakan to Bnei Aaron and not benos Aaron, Yisrael lo kolshkein, then Yisrael all the more so who doesn't have so many extra mitzvos, we should limit it that it should only apply to the males and not the females. So why do I need a Gzeirah Shava? So says Mary, Ilav Gzeirah Shava, had it not been for the Gzeirah Shava, Hava Amina Hivsika Inyan. I would have thought that Hivsika Inyan, that when it says Bnei Aaron v'lo benos Aaron, it's only going on Tumah, and therefore it has to tell me that no, Bnei Aaron Lebnosa really goes in everything. So Hashanami name a Hifsika Inyan. So why don't we say Hifsika Inyan even now, even Lemaskana? Why is it only a Havamina? I Vimishum Gzeir Shava, and if it's because you can't figure out what to do with the Gzeir Shava, me Baile Lichadatanya, we could still use the Gzeir Shava. Teach me the following. Lo Yigalechu Yachul Gilchu B'Misparayim Yechai. Why do I need the Gzeir Shava to link the Isser of shaving for Kohanim to the Isser of shaving for regular people? Because the Pasuk says Lo Yigalechu. So you might think that if you're Megalech with scissors, that you're going to be Chayiv. Tamalomar Lo Sashchis. That's why the Pasuk has to say Lo Sashchis. Now these two Psukim are written in different contexts. One is written by Kohanim and one is written by regular people, by regular Yisraelim. So Yachal Liktu B'Mlakit V'Hitni Yechayv. One might think that if you take out the hair with tweezers or with a plane, that you're going to be chayv. Tamalam Lo Yigalechu. That's why it says Lo Yigalechu, which tells me there has to be a normal way to shave the face. So HaKeitzad, what do I learn from the fact that by one it says an Isser of Giluach and the other it says an Isser of Hashchasa, but they're both talking about what you're not allowed to do on your face. HaKeitzad Giluach Sheyesh V'Hachasa. HaViyomer Zetar. That the Isser must be dafka to shave in a way where it's called a giluach, it's a normal way to shave, and it's mashchis the hair. So what's that? That's if you shave with a razor. So that's what we use the gzer shava for. Imke nichtov kra es shebizkancha. My pa'as zekancha, shema minatarti. But if that's what I was using the gzer shava for, then it only would have said es zekancha. Why does it have to say? Because it already had mentioned the word pa'as earlier on in the pasuk. So why does it have to say pa'as kanecha? So it must be that it's teaching me that it's able to teach me two dinim. What two dinim? That the Isser is only giluach derech hashchasa, and that it only applies to bnei Aaron and not to Benos Aaron. The Ella Hadatanya Zakani Isha Vasris Shahelu Sayar Harain Kazakan Lachal Devrayim Lamai Hilchasa. But then going back to that Brisa that said that if a woman grows a beard, it has a full halacha of a beard. What halacha is it? If it has nothing to do with the halacha of Ashkasa Zakan, what is the halacha that a woman's beard has a full halacha of a beard? So answers Gemara Amrazutra Lutumas Negaim. That it applies to Tumas Negaim. That if you see a nega on the beard, it has the same din as any other nega. If you see a nega on a woman's beard, it has the same din as any other nega tzara'as that one might find on a beard, on a man's beard. So frankly, Gemara Tumas Negaim behedik siva, but Tumas Negaim also, it's beferish in the Torah. V'isho isha ki yebo nega berosh o bezakan. It says beferish, a man or a woman that has a nega on their head or on their beard. So you see clearly that it applies to a woman's beard as well. That can't be what the Brice is teaching me. I already see that in the Pasuk. Ella Amar Marzutra, rather Marzutra says, no, when we say that a woman's beard counts as a beard, we're not talking about getting a negat saras, but rather litaras negaim, getting rid of a negat saras, that the tara process is the same. So says Gemara, I would know that as well on my own. Taras negaim nami pshita, kivin de bas tumihi, bas tarihi, that since woman can get a negatzaras on a beard, so she's also subject to the same tara process of a negatzaras on a beard. So Gemara says, no, the Braisa is teaching me that an isha is like an ish when it comes to negaim on the beard, and it's a pasuk, don't we see it beferish in the pasuk? No, it's the Tana has to teach it to me, even though it seems to be beferish in the pasuk. Why? Salka daita chamina litzdadim ksiv. I might have thought to read that pasuk differently, to read the pasuk as not saying that a man or a woman who gets a nega on their head or their beard, but I would have read it as follows: Isha isha ki yebo nega birosh. A man or a woman who gets a nega on the head, that's where we equate ish and isha. O bezakan, hadrasel on the ish. And when it says o bezakan, that's going only on the man, that's not going on a woman. So kamash malan, that's why I need the pasuk to tell me that that it applies, that the nega on the beard is also something that applies to a woman. It's not something that only applies to a man. That's what the Braisa is teaching me that I would not have necessarily derived from the pasuk itself. Now, a number of points over here. First of all, the Gemara wanted to say at some point, let it not say the Gezer Shavin, I had figured out on a from a Kal V'Chomer. There is a concept we haven't and Shas that Milsa Dasa be Kalvachomer Tarach v'Kasav Lakra. Sometimes you learn something from a Kalvachomer, but the pasuk will write it anyway. So the Rishonim just point out over here. Apparently, we don't say that by Gzeira Shava, because Gemara had said, "Let it not say Gzeira Shava. I couldn't figure it out from a Kalvachomer. What do I need Gzeira Shava for?" So apparently, we don't say Milsa Dasa be Kalvachomer Tarach v'Kasav Gzeira Shava. Why? Because Gzeira Shava is one of the Midrash Torah Drashah, and it's not the same as something being Mefurash Bekra. So the reason that Milsa Dasa be Kalvachomer Tarach v'Kasav Lakra is because it's upgraded. When you learn something from a Kalvachomer, you're only learning from Midrash Torah Drashah. You learn the Beferish and the Pasuk Mefurash Bekra is a higher level Chiyuv. So that's only true when it's Mefurash Bekra, not when it's something that's only a Gzeira Shava. Now the Rambam in just another point, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Parakut Beis writes that one is only chayv for being megalech betar. So if one is megalech b'misparayim, they're potter. Right? We learned in our Gemara that you're only chayv for shaving with a razor. So the Rambam has an unusual expression. He says when shaving with a scissor, you're potter. What he should have said is mutter listaper b'misparayim, one to legalech b'misparayim. So the Sefer HaChinuch is medayik from the Rambam that it must be the Rambam holds that there is some sort of iser midrabanan. No, the Rambam is, when he says potter is lav dafka, he means that it's really mutter. But that's an unusual shitas Rambam to be aware of. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about, but Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Isi tomorrow.